The phrase never again. Never again. Encapsulates two profound commitments deeply ingrained in the Jewish ethos. 1. A steadfast vow that Jews will never again endure the horrors of another Holocaust and, 2. An unwavering dedication to ensuring the survival of Israel as a Jewish homeland. Over the past 3 decades, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, has emerged as a formidable lobbying force within Congress, playing a pivotal role in safeguarding Israel's military strength, economic stability, and its identity as a national homeland for Jews. While acknowledging APAC's effectiveness, critics argue that the organization operates as an extension of the Israeli government, strategically influencing the political landscape whenever it perceives a threat to Israel's interests. This paper aims to delve into the origins, structure, agenda, and lobbying techniques of APAC, seeking a comprehensive understanding of why it is widely regarded as the most influential congressional lobby. APAC's origins. The genesis of APAC can be traced back to the political climate following the establishment of Israel in 1948. Recognizing the need for American Jewry's support, particularly in assisting nearly 600,000 Jewish immigrants, American Jewish leaders devised a 4-point program in late 1950. This program involved increased personal donations, promotion of private investment from United States firms, encouragement of Israeli bond purchases for agricultural and infrastructure development, and a plea for the inclusion of Israel in the United States aid program for economically disadvantaged countries. The rationale behind supporting Israel was multifaceted, grounded in moral considerations, economic potential, and strategic interests. The haunting memories of Nazi atrocities against European Jewry fueled a moral imperative for aid. While admiration for Israel's resilience during the 1948 war against neighboring Arab states contributed to a sense of shared values, economically, envisioning a developed Israel as a beacon of democracy in an underdeveloped region held strategic promise for both Israel and its allies, especially amid the volatile geopolitical landscape of the Middle East. In examining APAC's evolution, structure, and influence, this paper seeks to shed light on the intricate dynamics that position APAC as a linchpin in shaping United States-Israel relations on Capitol Hill. It swiftly became evident within the American Jewish community that Israel's fundamental requirements could not be met through philanthropy alone. The essential economic and military support vital for Israel's survival necessitated the involvement of the United States government. Initially seeking direct foreign aid grants from the State Department, Israeli leaders encountered resistance. While the United States extended a $135 million export-import bank loan, ultimately repaid, and surplus food commodities, the State Department refrained from providing grants. The geopolitical landscape during Israel's 1948 independence, marked by the height of the Cold War, played a pivotal role in shaping the State Department's stance. The Iron Curtain loomed over Eastern Europe. The Soviets blockaded West Berlin, and Mao Zedong posed a threat to Chiang Kai-shek's nationalist government. Fearing potential alignment with the communists by Israel's Arab neighbors, who were not seeking nor accepting United States aid, the State Department opposed granting assistance to Israel. This geopolitical climate left the Congress as the sole branch of the federal government accessible for Israel and its advocates. APAC traces its origins to 1951 with the establishment of the American Zionist Council, AZC, led by Isaiah Kenen in collaboration with prominent Israeli figures. initially designed to spearhead a pro-Israel lobbying campaign. The AZC, as a tax-exempt organization, faced legal constraints on lobbying within the United States. In response to potential investigations into alleged illegal lobbying activities in 1954, the AZC created a non-tax-exempt lobbying arm named the American Zionist Committee for Public Affairs, laying the groundwork for AIPAC. In 1959, the term Israel replaced Zionist to broaden support from diverse Jewish organizations unable to lobby due to tax status restrictions. AIPAC, since 1959, stands as the sole domestic organization officially registered to lobby on behalf of the American Jewish community in support of Israel. Diverging from other Jewish organizations, AIPAC's donations are not tax-exempt, liberating it from Internal Revenue Service restrictions applicable to tax-exempt groups. This distinction allows AIPAC the freedom to engage in direct lobbying of Congress and the executive branch, unlike other domestic organizations lobbying for foreign governments. AIPAC occupies a unique position as an advocate for the enduring bond between the United States and Israel. AIPAC operates without receiving funds from Israel. Instead, it relies on appeals to its extensive membership base, comprising thousands of individuals. The organization's structure and agenda are meticulously governed by a cadre of 18 officers, predominantly leaders of major Jewish organizations. This group is selected biennially by an executive committee composed of the presidents of 38 prominent American Jewish organizations, boasting a combined membership of nearly 5 million. Monthly meetings of AIPAC officers focus primarily on high-visibility issues, with these individuals typically representing the affluent, influential, and widely respected segments of the American Jewish community. Notably, the role of AIPAC president is largely titular, while the pivotal position within the organization is that of the executive director. The executive director serves as AIPAC's chief administrative officer, overseeing the day-to-day operations. Noteworthy individuals who have held this position include Morris Amidi, formerly a legislative aide to Connecticut Senator Abraham Ribicoff, and Thomas Dine, who assumed the role in 1981. Bringing extensive experience from monitoring national security issues for the Senate Budget Committee and serving as a legislative aide to Senators Edward Kennedy, Frank Church, and Edmund Muskie, AIPAC's workforce consists of a non-sectarian staff of 140 highly skilled and dedicated individuals, operating with an annual budget of approximately $15 million. The majority of the staff is situated near Capitol Hill, with additional staff members distributed across seven geographical regions in the United States and an office in Jerusalem. Although one-third of the Washington staff is dedicated to clerical and administrative roles, the remaining members specialize in various fields, including conventional weapon transfers and advanced weapon systems technology. AIPAC's Washington staff is organized into four key departments: executive, legislative, field, and political. The organization's influence extends beyond Congress, as it established an executive department with a lobbying arm dedicated to directly engaging with the executive branch. This strategic move was prompted by the realization that AIPAC's impact had previously been reactive, responding to congressional decisions originating from the executive branch. Recognizing the nuances of its interactions with the executive branch, AIPAC acknowledges that its effectiveness depends on the issue's level of importance. While the organization may wield influence over congressional decisions, matters at the presidential level such as the Middle East peace process or recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, are more challenging to impact. AIPAC's ability to influence such decisions hinges on the alignment of its positions with the administration's ideology. The organization acknowledges the importance of consistency with the president's foreign policy vision in gaining approval, recognizing that incongruence can pose significant challenges. In addition to its role in policy formulation, the executive department lobby at AIPAC actively engages with the executive branch, considering its receptiveness to AIPAC's legislative agenda. The lobby recognizes the importance of aligning with the executive branch's direction, particularly when facing legislative challenges. AIPAC acknowledges that, even if successful in securing favorable legislation, the speed of implementation by the executive branch lacks clear indicators. The executive department lobby addresses this concern, serving as a bridge between legislative success and practical implementation. Legislative. The legislative department, boasting a substantial professional staff, remains pivotal in shaping AIPAC's influence over Israel-friendly legislation. In the early 1980s, AIPAC took a proactive stance, openly targeting the re-election of Congress members who supported the sale of AWACS radar planes to Saudi Arabia. The organization, recognizing the need for a nuanced approach, shifted back to Isaiah Kennan's foundational principles for effective lobbying: stand squarely behind legislation, never in front of it. Vigorously lobby Congress to urge the president to retract perceived anti-Israel administration pronouncements or policies. Secure bipartisan sponsorship and support. Develop friendships in both parties. In contrast to lobby organizations pursuing diverse financial benefits, AIPAC's legislative department maintains a singular focus, advocating support for Israel. This clarity of purpose, coupled with the recognition that Jews contribute significantly to campaigns and actively participate in the democratic process, provides the legislative department with a robust foundation of support in Congress. Morris Amidi, AIPAC's former executive director, noted that any pro-Israel legislation typically begins with a consistent, reliable base of around 200 supporters in the House and 40 to 50 senators. The legislative department strategically tailors its arguments to garner support, emphasizing the broader national security interests served by a strong Israel, shared values, job creation in the United States, and Israel as a homeland for Holocaust survivors. Barry Gold of AIPAC underscores the importance of having a sellable product, highlighting the resonance of public opinion polls indicating that 80% of Americans support aid to Israel. The legislative department's proficiency in presenting compelling arguments for congressional backing ensures that the average member of Congress has little incentive to be anti-Israel, with clear rewards for supporting the cause. Elections to office serve as one such reward, given the significant impact of Jewish voters, who, though constituting less than 6 million people, approximately 3% of the United States population, have a disproportionately high voter turnout. AIPAC estimates that 90% of Jews participated in the 1988 election, effectively doubling their electoral influence to 6%. Furthermore, a robust constituency of Christians advocates strongly for Israeli support, creating a solid block of bipartisan support in Congress. The legislative department strategically leverages these demographics, emphasizing the substantial influence that Israel's advocates wield in key electoral college states. For instance, AIPAC estimates that a 7% shift in the New York Jewish population's voting pattern could significantly impact election outcomes. These dynamics underscore the legislative department's effectiveness in navigating the intricate relationship between public opinion, electoral influence, and policy advocacy in its dealings with Congress and congressional candidates. Research. The research department, comprising a staff of 10, stands as AIPAC's second largest department. With meticulous attention to detail, it monitors congressional actions related to Israel, maintaining extensive records not only of members' votes on foreign aid and arms sales, but also their speeches, informal statements, and constituent letters concerning Israel. AIPAC's research department vigilantly reviews the congressional record daily, placing particular emphasis on committee hearings with direct implications for Israel. AIPAC recognizes that the effectiveness of any lobby organization hinges on the quality and timeliness of the information it provides. The research department consistently distinguishes itself by delivering in-depth policy position papers promptly, focusing on Israel's strategic significance to the United States. Barry Gold of AIPAC underscores the department's commitment to timely information, emphasizing the importance of being well-informed over having an abundance of information that arrives too late. Mitchell Bard reinforces the credibility of AIPAC's information, highlighting its acceptance as a reliable source, in contrast to counterparts with less credibility. AIPAC's commitment to accurate and balanced information is acknowledged by Senator Bill Bradley, who attests that the research department provides Congress with accurate, balanced information, a vital contribution in shaping informed decisions. Political development. The Political Development Department, the largest within AIPAC with a staff of 15, plays a pivotal role in providing information to congressional representatives and candidates on Israeli issues. Beyond information dissemination, the department mobilizes constituent involvement, facilitates fundraising, provides training, and runs a political leadership development program on college campuses. These activities collectively fall under the umbrella of grassroots lobbying. Thomas Dine, AIPAC's executive director, emphasizes the department's commitment to educating candidates on AIPAC's positions, recognizing the importance of aligning speeches with the sentiments of the Jewish community. Constituency involvement is a central focus, urging AIPAC members to become community activists or citizen lobbyists. Former Senator Robert Kasten lauds AIPAC's grassroots movement, describing it as unparalleled in its ability to mobilize and articulate an informed citizen network. Regional centers. AIPAC strategically established 7 regional offices across the United States in the 1980s, each with a limited staff but playing a crucial role in cultivating grassroots involvement. These regional offices collaborate closely with the Washington staff to ensure a direct, hands-on relationship with AIPAC members. They conduct training sessions, addressing Israel-related issues, and actively encourage members to engage in local and national politics, effectively leveraging personal contacts on Israel's behalf. A recent addition in Jerusalem provides logistical support for dignitaries and enhances AIPAC's intelligence capabilities within the Israeli political scene. AIPAC funding. The early challenges in funding AIPAC, including the lack of tax-exempt status and initial resistance from the Jewish community, underwent a significant shift in 1967 during the Arab-Israeli War. Today, AIPAC's estimated budget ranges from $10 to $415 million, underscoring the organization's substantial financial strength, while specific figures remain undisclosed. APAC officials take pride in the perceptual and influential power that a multi-million-dollar budget affords their cause. APAC funding. APAC sustains its operations through membership dues and non-tax-deductible contributions from both individual Jewish donors and organizations. At present, APAC boasts a membership of 55,000 individuals, each contributing a minimum annual due of $50. While these dues provide a foundation, a significant portion of APAC's budget is derived from targeted donations from high-net-worth individuals who join exclusive membership clubs. These clubs include the Capital Club, requiring a minimum donation of $3,600. The Senate Club with a minimum donation of $10,000. And the President's Club with a minimum donation of $25,000. APAC's proven track record of delivering results has consistently attracted increased annual donations. And the financial support from its members significantly enhances its political influence. APAC lobbying techniques. Networking. APAC's effectiveness in influencing Congress is grounded in two time-tested lobbying techniques: networking and constituent strength. Networking involves adeptly cultivating influential allies and supporters. From its inception, APAC has leveraged contacts within Jewish organizations and business circles to secure bipartisan congressional access. By ensuring that its supporters represent a spectrum of political affiliations, APAC enhances its credibility and influence. Recognizing that Jewish voters constitute only 3% of the electorate, APAC strategically builds coalitions with non-Jewish groups, including unions, black leaders, entertainers, scholars, and fundamentalist Christians who view Israel as fulfilling biblical prophecy. This diverse coalition allows APAC to demonstrate a broad consensus supporting Israel. APAC's influence extends to shaping United States policies in the Middle East. It strategically selects winnable issues and employs a nuanced approach, avoiding a scattershot strategy. By effectively mobilizing Senate resolutions and garnering two-thirds support, APAC safeguards perceived anti-Israeli issues. Constituent strength. APAC recognizes the crucial role of a politically active and issue-sensitized support base. With 55,000 members and collaboration with around 75 other organizations, APAC mobilizes its constituents on political issues impacting Israel. The organization's sophisticated public relations machinery swiftly disseminates information to its network, prompting rapid individual constituent responses that reflect a unified voice on congressional matters concerning Israel. APAC's strategic engagements include orchestrating letter-writing campaigns initiated by synagogues, engaging influential community members to establish personal relationships with politicians, and coordinating with Capitol Hill to ensure instantaneous feedback. The organization's dynamic public relations apparatus rewards political alignment with positive feedback, creating an influential network that shapes senators' thinking and decisions. During election years, while officially refraining from endorsements, APAC. This all come into part of Industrial College of the Armed Forces. Distribution Statement A. Approved for public declassification. Release, distribution is unlimited. Release date of April 23, 1993.
support of Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which are considered illegal under international law. The U.S. has historically opposed settlement expansion. But the Trump administration adopted a more pro-settlement stance with AIPAC support, Al Jazeera. 2018. Opposition to the Iran nuclear deal. AIPAC has long been a vocal opponent of the Iran nuclear deal, which aimed to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. AIPAC argued that the deal did not do enough to address Iran's support for terrorism and regional destabilization, and successfully lobbied Congress to pass legislation imposing new sanctions on Iran, Politico. 2016. The impact of AIPAC's influence on American foreign policy is a matter of debate. Some argue that AIPAC's advocacy has led to a more one-sided U.S. approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and that the U.S. close relationship with Israel has harmed its standing in the region. Others argue that U.S. support for Israel is strategically important and that AIPAC's lobbying efforts are simply a reflection of the strong ties between the two countries. In the case of AIPAC's influence on American policy towards Israel, the benefits derived for both countries can be analyzed through Lovell's framework. From an American perspective, the benefits of AIPAC's lobbying efforts can be seen in terms of national interests. Israel is a key ally of the United States in the Middle East, and American support for Israel serves to maintain regional stability and advance American strategic interests. Additionally, the strong relationship between the United States and Israel has economic benefits, including increased trade and investment between the two countries. However, Lovell's framework also emphasizes the importance of balancing national interests with values. In this regard, the benefits of AIPAC's lobbying efforts for the United States are not without controversy. Critics argue that AIPAC's influence has led to a one-sided approach to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with the United States often seen as overly supportive of Israel at the expense of Palestinian interests. This has raised questions about American commitment to human rights and international law. From an Israeli perspective, the benefits of AIPAC's lobbying efforts are more straightforward. AIPAC's support for Israel helps to ensure American political and economic backing for the country. This is particularly important given Israel's strategic location in a volatile region and its ongoing conflict with the Palestinians. The United States provides military and economic aid to Israel, which is seen as crucial for Israel's security and survival. However, Lovell's framework also highlights the importance of balancing national interests and values in foreign policy decision-making. In the case of Israel, this has led to criticism of Israeli policies towards the Palestinians, particularly in regards to settlements in the West Bank and Gaza. Some argue that Israel's actions violate international law and human rights norms, and that American support for Israel undermines American credibility on these issues. Overall, the benefits derived from AIPAC's lobby for America and Israel can be seen through John Lovell's foreign policy concept as a balancing act between national interests and values. While American support for Israel has strategic and economic benefits, it also raises questions about American commitment to human rights and international law. Similarly, while AIPAC's influence helps to ensure American political and economic backing for Israel, it also raises questions about Israeli policies towards the Palestinians. Conclusion. The conclusion that can be drawn is that through the historical closeness between America and Israel, as well as the lobbying strategy undertaken by AIPAC through funding, grassroots movements, and controlling public opinion. It has succeeded in becoming a strong and influential lobbying organization. The success of its lobbying is evidenced by the foreign aid given by the United States government to Israel amounting to $3.8 billion annually. AIPAC has also successfully advocated for U.S. government support for Israeli settlements in the West Bank. In addition, AIPAC has succeeded in passing laws that have implications for the nuclear agreement with Iran. From the many successes achieved by AIPAC, we can see how its lobbying strategy has been able to advocate for and influence the U.S. Congress, and has direct implications for the policies issued by the United States. This research was done in part to Rizki Maulana Firdaus, publish under the title The Strategy and Effectiveness of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee in Lobbying the United States Congress. Published April 26, 2023.